Hi, am I speaking to Tillis?
Yes.
Hi, sir. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, just confirming, are you speaking to the named person on the list? Your name is Utilis, correct? Yes?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. So, let me ask you, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
You better believe it.
Thank
yes.
you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I am black, African American.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
64.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied. Is that one of the options?
It's very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Satisfied? Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So,
okay.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
5.
Thank you very much. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you very much. Fighting racism and discrimination.
5.
Thank you very much. Making college more affordable.
8.
Thank you very much. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
8.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you very much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people? You can say getting better. Okay, staying
about
the same. Thank you.
Yeah.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2. Heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, cigarettes, vaping, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, ecstasy and other party drugs.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes, which switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat, not burn, tobacco products. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar?
Not familiar.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Familiar.
Are you very familiar or, okay, somewhat familiar, thank you. Oral nicotine pouches.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you very much. We're almost done. Okay, I just have a few more statements for you. So, okay. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education of anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans.
Probably more government restrictions.
Thank you very much. I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that would reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. The second one, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches or prescription medication.
The second statement.
Thank you very much. And what would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More.
Is it much more harmful? Somewhat more harmful?
I would say that it's much more harmful.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? We just have a few statements left. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. So will smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive? They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Five.
Thank you. So medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
Thank you. Many people who smoke today come from minority population. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Thank you.
Yeah.
We just have two more statements. So let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Seven. I think, yeah, seven. I'm good.
Thank you. So when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And when we hear about opioids death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
I say 10.
Thank you very much.
Right.
So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
All right, I hate to ask you, but I'm going to have to ask you to read that one more time.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. So, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes, I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much.
What did I answer the first time? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it's okay if you answer it, you know, differently. Now, and do you agree or disagree the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products?
Yeah.
Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. We're almost done, okay? I know it's a long story, but we're almost done. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You just need to say yes right now, okay? So, wine.
Say that again, please.
Wine. Have you consumed wine?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Oral nicotine patches?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Heat not burnt tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Soda or pop?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Liquor or spirits?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. So, 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate. Hello?